It's only 3 months since the Red Cross issued an urgent appeal for blood because Australia's stocks had fallen to less than 3 days' supply. One thing that could help get stocks up is to let the many people who lived in the UK in the 1980s and 90s give blood. But that was the time when Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, or mad cow, killed about 200 people in Britain, and until now there's been no way to test for CJD. But Melbourne researchers are hopeful that they are getting closer to developing such a blood test. The University of Melbourne's Associate Professor Andrew Hill explained the findings to Samantha Donovan.
We've been looking at a particular disease called prion disease, and this is caused by a novel infectious agent that's called a prion. And we've been studying using cells in the lab how this infectious agent can pass from one cell to another. And it does this by the cells package it up into a very tiny particle, which is called an exosome. And these tiny particles can carry the infection between cells. So besides the infection being in these particles, the exosomes also contain genetic material. And so our study today has been looking at the particles from normal cells and cells that have the infection, and we found that there are different genes packaged up in these particles in the infected cells.
So how is this relevant to determining if someone is carrying what's called mad cow disease and therefore ineligible to donate blood?
Well, one of the issues at the moment is that there's not a quick and reliable diagnostic test for mad cow disease in cattle or diseases similar to that in humans, which are known as Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Because these particles are released from cells into the bloodstream, we're hoping that you'll be able to analyse the particles in the bloodstream for this unique genetic signature, which could be a marker of someone perhaps incubating the disease.
And what actually is this most recent breakthrough that you've had?
So we've identified a certain number of special genes called microRNAs that change their levels in the infected cells. So what we can see is that some of these genes, their levels go up and some of them go down. So it has quite a unique pattern related to a cell being infected with the prion.
How significant is it that these particles travel in the bloodstream? Does that make them easier to pick up?
It does make them more easy to pick up. I mean, diseases of the brain are notoriously hard to study in that it's not an easily accessible organ, obviously, and we need to use quite sophisticated imaging techniques to look inside the brain. So we're hoping that this technique might allow us to look in a more readily available sample, such as a blood sample.
Could it also help with other diseases that I know that you study, like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's?
Yes, we think the techniques that we've worked up will be applicable for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. These are quite different. While they still affect the brain, they're not infectious as prion diseases, but the proteins involved in these diseases still are found in these small particles. So we're starting to look now and to see whether we can detect unique genetic signatures in the exosomes from Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease.
And in terms of mad cow disease and blood donation, how far away could a test be now?
So we need to take our findings from the cells we've been analysing and start to look at these in blood samples, which we're starting to do at the moment. So I'd say in the next sort of 5 years, we should know whether we can develop this into a test.
Associate Professor Andrew Hill from the University of Melbourne with Samantha Donovan.